Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. How do we know? Well, because the Bible says so. I guess Christians will have to care enough to read the Bible before they will care enough that it's being outlawed. You say outlawed? Yep. It's looking that way. At least portions thereof, anyways. Read my latest article entitled, What's Next? Glass the Christians Who Preach the Bible? Now, this has to do with a recent H.R. 6090 bill, which is also known as Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023, that was just passed in the House of Representatives yesterday.
You'll talk about anything but the Jews. Decentralize party on X.
All you talk about is Jews. You have it backwards. I hate everyone who is obsessed with Jews, including Jews that are. Got it? Alex Jones on X.
Really, all of our talk should be about Christ, and he will expose Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. These verses are from the same word of God that exposes those who kill Christ, regardless if our government eventually outlaws such verses under the guise of anti-Semitism laws. Again, read my article. And let me just say this, I had a face-to-face conversation with a boomer couple that serves their community at the doctorate level. And they understand the errors of Christian Zionist dispensationalism. And they even brought up the Talmud first. So what I find here is that our issue nationally is not a boomer issue. It is a spiritual issue across the board. Listen, my Christian friends who think that we are going to vote our way out of this Antichrist mess, all I could see is that the Lord is laughing. Psalm 2:4, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. And I laugh with him. Now, the sad reality is that the vast majority of Christians will not care about any of these things until the Antichrist knock on their door. Subscribe, support, and more content at andrewhorvel.substack.com.